Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. Today we will be reading the following articles on trains.com from the editor and news and reviews. The first article is on trains.com, conducted by Bryson Sleppy. A trains.com insider exclusive, founder Jason Schroen reflects on 20 years of Rapido Trains Incorporated. In a late summer 2024 Model Railroader, editor Eric White and senior editor Cody Grivno visited with Jason Schroen, founder and CEO of Rapido Trains Incorporated. The dream job of making model trains is one nearly every hobbyist envisions, but few have ever brought to fruition. In the span of 20 years, Jason is one of the few who have forged this dream into successful reality. In this exclusive interview, hear firsthand what it takes to start and sustain an operation that provides model railroaders with a variety of products. Scan the QR code with your smartphone's camera to watch this video. The Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy, a retrospective gallery. The Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy, Model Railroader's well-known 28-by-54-foot HO-scale staff layout, was torn down in July 2024. During its 35-year run, the Model Railroad was visited by hobby enthusiasts from around the world. In addition, the quote-unquote MERT was the subject of many magazine articles and the setting for product review videos. In this article, associate editor Bryson Sleppy and assistant digital editor Mitch Horner set out to create an MR&T retrospective gallery to write, at least in some small way, a brief history of the layout. If the old adage, quote, a picture is worth a thousand words, end quote, is true, then perhaps the images in this gallery can at least tell a story of the model railroad in its final days. Reassembling a model railroad after moving. Everyone has to move at some point in their life, but for model railroaders, there's often an extra task, reassembling a layout. If you're contemplating moving, Eric White shares a few things to keep in mind when it comes time to put everything back together. Even if you don't plan on moving, there are things you can do to ensure that if the time comes, you'll be ready. Model railroaders of the 1970s, pioneers of change. The 1970s were a time of change. Model railroading was no exception. Modelers tested new techniques and technologies, while the niches of different scales and styles grew into mainstays. During that pivotal decade, a handful of model railroaders stood out as pioneers of the hobby and industry. Their contributions have helped shape the hobby we know and love today. Learn about some of the biggest model railroad influencers of the 1970s, including model railroaders' own Gordon Odegaard, builder of the N-scale Clinchfield layout. Their stories and more can be found on trains.com. The next article is from the editor by Eric White. Welcome to the hobby. We know lots of people get exposed to model trains at this time of year for the first time. It's high season, what with open houses at clubs around the country and an increase in the number of train shows. As I write this, we're looking forward to the big event of the Upper Midwest Train Fest in downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin. At the end of January, the Railroad Hobby Show fills the Eastern States Exposition Center in East Springfield, Massachusetts. Known as either the Springfield Show or the Amherst Show, this event, produced by the Amherst Railway Society, offers something for just about everyone in North America with an interest in railroads. This is definitely peak train time. It's also a time folks get their first train sets. My introduction to scaled trains was a Tyco HO scale set. I happily ran those trains for as long as they lasted. Within a couple of years, I had my first quote-unquote real engine, an Athearn Blue Box SD45 in Santa Fe Blue. It was joined by an FP45 and the Warbonnet paint scheme, parentheses, bonus, the FP45 had flywheels, close parentheses. If this season of trains has inspired you to buy yourself some trains, or you received them as a gift, we'd like to think the next most important item to add to your new hobby is your first issue of Model Railroader. There's plenty to be found for new modelers in these pages. For as long as I've been here, we've featured a Project Railroad in the January issue. These projects are intended to be accessible to all modelers, but also to provide some inspiration to help folks either set goals or try new techniques. But there's more than one story to inspire you in every issue of Model Railroader magazine. Step by Step is a monthly column that features easy-to-follow projects or new techniques to try. Other how-to stories might be a bit more complicated, but we hope that at least inspire you to do some modeling, maybe trying a tip explained in the article. Remember, just because you don't need to build a particular project featured in a story, there's still probably something you can learn from it. For more inspiration, you'll find two stories we call layout visits, which we hope will inspire you in your newfound hobby. We just finished celebrating our 90th year, and in 2025, the National Model Railroad Association will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Probably the third hobby investment you should make is a membership to this organization, which has been ensuring models from multiple manufacturers will all work together. You'll find, as we review new models and equipment, we refer to NMRA standards as a way of measuring the quality of the products. With these three things in mind, you should have a good foundation for a hobby of lifelong enjoyment. Welcome. The next article is News and Reviews. HO Scale. Electromotive Division SD40T-2 Diesel Locomotives. These six-axle tunnel motor diesel locomotives are available from Scaled Trains, decorated for Union Pacific, Denver and Rio Grande Western, and Southern Pacific in multiple road numbers. The all-new models, part of the Rivet Counter line, have road number-specific features, including light packages, re-rail frogs, pilot layouts, doors, cab vent, dynamic brakes, and more. The models feature all-wheel drive and electrical pickup, see-through dynamic brake fan housings with visible fan blades, and see-through tunnel motor grills. Direct current models are priced at $149.99. Versions with DCC and sound are $254.99. Scale Trains, reachable at 844-987-2467 or scaledtrains.com. HO Scale Locomotives. 280 Consolidation Steam Locomotive. Denver and Rio Grande Western C-48, Southern Pacific C-11/12, St. Louis Southwestern K-Class, and Western Pacific C-43. Three road numbers per version. All brass construction. Solid brass chassis. Sprung drivers. Operating turret hatches and tender water hatches. Light-emitting diode lighting. Factory-installed Soundtrax Tsunami 2 sound decoder. 22-inch minimum radius. Extra rubber-tired drivers available upon request. $1,999.99. Sunset Models 3rd Rail. Reachable at 925-820-7701 or 3rdrail.com. And 3rd and Townsend Models. Reachable at 510-342-4389 or 3rdandtownsendmodels.com. Baldwin Locomotive Works DT-6-6-2000 Center Cab Diesel Locomotive. Baldwin Locomotive Works Demonstrator. Atkinson, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Duluth, South Shore, and Atlantic. Elgin, Joliet, and Eastern. Minneapolis, Northfield, and Southern. Sioux Line. St. Louis, Southwestern. And Trona Railway. 1 to 3 road numbers per scheme. road number specific detailing, light emitting diode lighting, $1,780, Division Point Incorporated, reachable at 612-396-5583 or divisionpoint.com. Electromotive Division GP35 Diesel Locomotive, Wheeling and Lake Erie, Canadian National, Conrail, Erie Lackawanna, Norfolk and Western, Pennsylvania Railroad, Reading Company, and Southern Pacific. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Road-specific details, including uncoupling levers, MU receptacle arrangements, pilots, horn type and placement, truck side frames, and bell placement. High short hood as appropriate. Individually controllable lighting features. Direct current, $249.99, with Paragon 4 sound decoder, $374.99. Broadway Limited Imports, reachable at 386-673-8900 or broadway-limited.com. Electromotive Division NW2 Diesel Locomotive, Nickel Plate Road, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Indiana Harbor Belt, New York Central, Southern Railway, and Union Pacific. Four road numbers per scheme, also available undecorated. All new tooling, phase 1, 2, 3, and 4 hoods and details as appropriate. Road-specific details. Cab interior with seats and crew figures. AAR-A side frames and brake cylinders. Die-cast metal underframe. Factory-installed speaker in all models. Direct current model, $219.98. With DCC and sound, $319.98. Walther's Proto, William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. The HO scale Gunderson 6276 50-foot high cube boxcar. This modern freight car from Aurora Miniatures is decorated for TTX, parentheses, on track for a cure, and as delivered schemes, close parentheses, Arkansas and Oklahoma, and four other railroads. The HO scale model, $59.99, has an injection molded plastic body and features separately applied ladders, handrails, uncoupling levers, and air hoses. Underbody details, including an air reservoir, brake cylinder, and low-mounted brake rods. 100-ton trucks with bolster and center plate detail, brake beams, and rotating bearing caps. And Aurora Janney scale couplers. Aurora Miniatures North America Incorporated, reachable at na.auroraminiatures.com. News and Reviews is conducted by Cody Grifno and Bryson Sleppy. Hurricane Helene Relief Efforts. Model Railroad Manufacturer Scale Trains and Railroad Live Streaming Website Virtual Railfan have announced their support for Hurricane Helene relief efforts. Their offices, located at 4901 Old Tasso Road, Cleveland, Tennessee, have served as a drop-off location for food, hygiene, and supply contributions. Scale Trains and Virtual Railfan have also pledged financial support for hurricane relief efforts. The Category 4 hurricane, which brought an estimated 40 trillion gallons of rainfall to the southeast since it made landfall on September 27th, has left widespread destruction in its wake, including in Tennessee. A joint statement from Shane Wilson, president of Scale Trains, and Bruce Underwood, lead pastor at Community Fellowship Church in Benton, Tennessee, can be seen in a video on the Scale Trains YouTube channel. Scale Trains and Virtual Railfan have partnered with Operation Blessing and Community Fellowship Church to source critically needed items for those in the affected region. Additionally, Scale Trains and Virtual Railfan have announced they will match up to $10,000 in funds received by Community Fellowship Church. Check out the story on trains.com for a link to make a donation to the fund. Signed, Mitch Horner, Assistant Digital Editor. Another HO scale locomotive, the General Electric P32 AC-DM diesel locomotive. Connecticut DOT and Metro North, 1 to 3 road numbers per scheme. New tooling, road-specific details, Krupp Mack high-speed bolsterless trucks with third rail shoe detail, nose and rear head and power plugs, light-emitting diode lighting, including headlights, ditch lights, marker lights, and step lights, factory-applied wire grab irons, semi-scale metal couplers, Mo power capacitor system, direct current model, $239.95, with DCC and sound, $349.95. Rapido trains, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. In Memoriam, Perry Becker, 1934-2024. Perry Becker, 90, died of cancer on September 18, 2024. If you've attended a railroad hobby show or flea market in the Midwest in the past few decades, you couldn't help but see the signs and tables for Perry's hobbies. Based in tiny Morgan, Minnesota, southwest of the Twin Cities, owner Perry Becker established the business in 1966. Perry's hobbies grew into a retailer of model railroading equipment, books, and media, and was well known for its large stock. Becker was joined in the business by his brother Jim and nephew Paul, who were all regulars at the train shows where Perry displayed his wares. They also conducted a thriving mail-order business. Today, Perry's Hobbies has an online store, perryshobbies.com, or PerrySHobbies.com, with models, books, and more. He met his wife Arliss in the eighth grade and called her his, quote, best friend, for 69 years. They married June 5, 1955. He is survived by his wife, daughters Nancy Becker, Laurie, parentheses Ken Ditbenner, and Sarah, parentheses Daryl Seifert, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Signed, Steve Glashinsky. Continuing the news and reviews with HO Scale Rolling Stock. Denver and Rio Grande Western Steel Riveted Caboose. Denver and Rio Grande Western, multiple paint schemes and road numbers, all new model, detailed underbody including separate air and brake piping, etched metal road numbers included in polybag, track-powered interior and exterior lighting, all-wheel electrical pickup, see-through etched metal steps and walkways, full-end detail including uncoupling levers, separate factory-installed grab irons, metal couplers, $129.95. Rapido trains, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Trinity 40-foot, 14,000-gallon molten sulfur tank car. General American, First Union, Flint Hill Resources, Solcom Incorporated, and Trinity Industries Leasing. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Factory-installed grab irons, underbody details including steam inlet and outlet piping, brake pipe, and rods, see-through etched metal walkways and end platforms, metal axles and 33-inch wheel sets, Proto-Max metal couplers, $59.98, Walther's Proto, William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. Trinity 4750 Covered Hopper. CSX, BNSF Railway, Burlington Northern, DGHX, General American, INTX, and Union Pacific. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Also available undecorated. Road-specific details, wire grab irons and uncoupling levers. Separate air hoses, $58.95. Tangent scale models, reachable at 828-412-3886 or tangentscalemodels.com. HO scale passenger equipment. Pullman Standard 14-4 Point Series Lightweight Sleeper. Penn Central, New York, New Haven and Hartford, and Long Island Railroad. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Stainless steel finish. partial skirting or no skirting as appropriate, full interior details with extra optional parts, track-powered lighting, separate factory-installed grab irons, 41-BNO-11 trucks with blackened metal wheels, McDonald Cartier metal magnetic couplers, 22-inch minimum radius, $139.95, Rapido trains reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. HO scale structures. Coffee shop. Molded in three colors. Measures 4 7/16 inch by 3 9/16 inch by 2 7/32 inch. $24.98. Walther's Cornerstone, William K. Walther's Incorporated. Reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. N-scale locomotives. Kato SD80 MAC diesel locomotive. Conrail parentheses quote quality end quote scheme close parentheses and Norfolk Southern parentheses thoroughbred scheme close parentheses. Two road numbers per name. Directional light-emitting diode headlights and printed number boards. Kato magnetic knuckle couplers. 5-pole Kato motor with dual brass flywheels. DCC-friendly mechanism for drop-in decoder. Direct current model, $155. With DCC, $255. With DCC and sound, $355. Kato USA, reachable at 847-781-9500 or katousa.com. Intermountain HO scale GP16. An HO scale GP16 diesel locomotive is the latest offering from Intermountain Railway Company. The four-axle model, based on prototypes rebuilt by Seaboard Coastline or SCL, features an injection molded plastic body, a die-cast metal chassis, and a variety of separate factory-applied detail parts. GP16 was the designation SCL gave to its rebuilt electromotive division EMD, GP7, GP9, and GP18 diesel locomotives. Between 1979 and 1982, 156 road units were rebuilt at the railroad's Uceda shops in Tampa, Florida. The sample we received is decorated as United States Army No. 4630. The prototype was built by EMD in November 1956 as Seaboard Airline GP9 No. 1976. In September 1979, the locomotive was rebuilt as a GP16, becoming SCL 4615. The engine later went to successors Seaboard System and CSX. CSX retired the then 1715 on February 19, 1993. The unit went to Conrail, where it was rebuilt at the railroad's Juniata Locomotive Shop for the United States Army. The locomotive was reclassified a GP9M and renumbered 4630. The GP16 features a multi-piece plastic shell consisting of the body, cab, and sill/step well unit. The front and rear pilots feature modernized pilot plates, wire MU hose loops, MU and train line hoses, and wire uncoupling levers. A partial cab interior is visible through the cab windows. Details include three seats, a control stand, and a control panel and instrument board. All of the parts are painted light tan. The model we received is decorated in the United States Army's red and black diesel scheme. Both sides of the nose feature the insignia of the 3rd Infantry Division, based at Fort Stewart, Georgia. I found prototype drawings of the SCL 4600 series GP16 online. The model's dimensions match or are within scale inches of published data. There were some detailed discrepancies between the model and prototype. The model has late pile twin sealed beam headlights. The prototype has early pile lights. The locomotive has rotary beacons, not strobe lights. In addition, the first stanchion in front of the cab should be longer and attached to the sill. In fairness, making a model based on a rebuild is tricky. the full-size GP16 diesels were rebuilt using GP7, GP9, and GP18 donors, so there were already variations in body details from the start. Our review model has an ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder. I first tested the four-axle road unit at the workbench with an NCE power cab. At speed step 1, the model crawled along at 1 scale mile per hour. At step 28, the locomotive was moving at 78 scale miles per hour. The prototype units had a top speed of 65 miles per hour. Then, I took the unit over to our Winston-Salem southbound TARP branch to do some industrial switching. The GP16 navigated the number 4 and 5 turnouts, 30-degree crossing, and 20-inch radius curves without issue. The model has a drawbar pull of 2.9 ounces. This is equivalent to 41 free-rolling freight cars on straight and level track. I'm glad Intermountain took a chance on the SCL GP16 in HO scale. Though only 156 units were built, examples can still be found in freight service on regional and short-line railroads and in switching duty at a variety of industries. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and Features. Price. With ESU Lock Pilot Non-Sound Decoder, $249.95. With ESU Lock Sound V5 Decoder, $319.95. Manufacturer, Intermountain Railway Company, P.O. Box 839, Longmont, Colorado, 80502-0839. Reachable at intermountain-railway.com. Era, 1979 to present, which varies depending on paint scheme. Road names, United States Army, Aberdeen, Carolina and Western, R.J. Corman Railroad Company, CSX, Indiana Railroad, Louisville, Indiana, Pioneer Rail Corps, Santa Fe Southern, and Seaboard Coastline. 1 to 4 road numbers per scheme. Features. Metal couplers, both at correct height. Note trip pin on front couplers too low. Metal wheels on plastic axles, in gauge. Minimum radius 18 inches. And weight 14.8 ounces. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com. In collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at aftersight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.